Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Right, we're back. I say this every time I have a guest like this, and it's the truth every time I say it. I don't know who I'm about to interview. I already forgot the name that it was given, so I couldn't introduce this guest even if I wanted to. So as per usual, the guest is going to introduce themselves. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
So my name is Maria Naidid. I'm a 12th grader at Composite High School.
Okay.
And I'm also vice president of our student council.
Whoa, congratulations. That's Thank a big you. Deal. Yep.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about student council first and foremost. I just did a bunch of interviews with political candidates over the last few weeks, and I'll ask you the same question I asked them. Why? Why did you get involved with student council? Why is this important to you?
Well, I've always been a type of person that loves like leadership roles okay. and helping other people. And so I fell into the position of vice president, and I was really grateful for the chance to be able to like help our school and benefit them right. in a way. And I also just love, like, helping people, getting involved. Yeah, okay. I really enjoy it.
Nice. Now, I had the pleasure of sitting down and chatting with your president. Now, she ran unopposed.
Yeah.
For 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself in that same boat, yes. or did you have to run against people?
I was also...
Unopposed?
Unopposed.
Oh, wow, you guys are just that scary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just too, like, I'm too scary, so no one wants to run.
That's awesome. Okay. So how long have you been going to comp?
The whole time? I actually came here last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
America.
America.
Yep.
Okay. What part of America?
Maine.
All right.
Yep.
And is that like where you're born and raised
yeah.
in Maine?
Yeah. I was born and raised in Lewiston, Maine. I lived there for about 16 years and then I came here.
Okay. So yep. I have to assume based on you didn't come here to work. Your parents came here for
yeah.
for job opportunities.
Yeah. My dad, he works here.
Okay. How are you finding that transition? Like America, Canadian, I know it's an invisible line, but yeah. there is a difference.
Yeah. Definitely in the beginning, it was tough to like come here and adjust to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw like a loonie and a toonie for the first time.
Yeah.
Culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, it's like. You see a dollar bill and then you see a loony, it's like, oh yeah. my God, the same thing, but not That's really right. the same thing.
Yeah.
Or the cash in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different colors.
Different colors.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing when I go down to America
yeah.
is your guys' money.
Yeah.
Because it all looks the same.
Yeah, all green.
It's all green.
Yep.
And it's problematic. Sometimes you're just like, you think you're giving a dollar and you're like, I just gave away $100.
Yep.
And like, if you're with a cashier who's like, well, he's an idiot. You like you go back, you're like, they didn't correct me.
Yeah.
So you could lose some money with yeah. like all being one color.
Yeah.
Okay. So Maine, I've never been to Maine.
Yeah.
The weather has to be completely different though. It's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You're not as far up north. Like I'm just trying to geography figure out where it's at. It's close like to the Boston area,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How are you dealing with like northern Alberta?
The summers are great. They're fine.
Yeah.
And winters
yeah.
are absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
Like last year when it was like minus 40.
Right.
I've never experienced that before in my
That's
life.
That's right.
And like, it's just crazy for the weather to be that cold.
Yeah.
Coming up here, it's like, it's just crazy.
Something else, right?
Yeah.
So if I've spent a lot of time on the East Coast of Canada.
Yeah.
Your guys' winters and even like your falls, it's like a wet,
yeah,
damp
definitely
cold.
Wet. It's like we don't get a lot of snow, and if we do, it's like a couple inches, not a lot.
Yeah,
it usually melts by like March, April.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not really like extremely cold either.
Yeah,
so it's like mild winters mostly.
That's right.
No, and you guys actually get spring and fall instead
yes.
of 1 week of what you could assume is fall and something like spring.
Yeah, like when I came here and it was like snowing in October already.
That's
I was
right.
like, snow in October?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous.
And then it just didn't go away.
Yeah.
So did you, have you had to shovel any driveways yet?
No, unfortunately.
Oh,
yeah.
You're lucky.
I was blessed in that department. I don't have to shovel. But yeah, walking outside after like a full like night of snow,
mm-hmm.
incredible.
Yeah. I love it. Okay. So what do you think is the biggest difference between Maine and or America and Canada, Fort McMurray, since you've moved?
Yeah. So definitely the people. Like everyone is really nice and polite here. Not to say like people weren't polite and nice back there, but it's really nice to like come to a community that you're new to. Everyone is very like welcoming and being like, hey, you can be friends with us, or like, hey, let me show you around and everything. It's like really
great to be here. I find every time I go to the States, I get weird looks because I'm somebody who has to, like, if I make eye contact with you, I have to say like, hello, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Or like if you're in an elevator, like as soon as it opens up and there's people there, I'm like, hey, how's everybody today? Yeah. And I and I find when I'm in the States primarily and I do that, people are just like, what is wrong with this guy?
What's with this guy?
Yeah, that's right. And like, and eventually people just end up asking like, are you Canadian? Yeah. And like, oh, okay. It makes sense. So you found that stereotype to be true then?
Yeah, Canadian people are extremely nice.
I was just in LA and I was at a McDonald's and there's this guy and he came in, he's trying to buy like a 50-cent cookie and he couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
So I just like went up and I was like, I'll buy his meal. Like whatever. And like I paid for like this like $10 meal because he couldn't afford a cookie. And I was like, here, eat, man, like you need food.
Yeah.
And I had four people plus two employees look at me and say thank you for what you did, like they had never seen it before.
Yeah.
It was mind blowing. I was like, I just bought this guy's meal and they all looked at me like I was a war hero.
That's
it
crazy.
Was like they had never seen anything like it. Yeah. It was weird.
Now that Tanner's got us on the McDonald's topic, I have a question for you. So you've had McDonald's in the States, you've had McDonald's here. I have a very strong opinion about where this goes. Which one do you think is better?
This is gonna sound really bad.
Yeah.
But to me, they taste exactly the same.
No, they don't. Are you serious?
I'm not like a giant fast food person. Oh. So it's like the same.
Yeah.
You've just hurt his feelings.
Oh, you've crushed me. It's my favorite thing to do. Like, I love food in general. I love expensive food. I love fast food. I just love eating. And there's one thing about the McDonald's cheeseburger in America. It's like on another level. So I was hoping you're gonna say like, oh yeah, be. McDonald's cheeseburgers in the States are way better than Canada.
Sorry to hurt your feelings.
That's all right. So I have found out that you guys pick restaurants. So you're in high school. You go to different places at lunchtime. You're not a fast food person. Are you going to be joining this fat burger rush, or you're like, no, I'm going to pass on that.
I'm on it. Yeah. I'm not a type of person to be like a party pooper. So I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're not into fast food, I have to assume that at home your parents are big cookers then.
Yeah.
What kind of food are they cooking at home?
My dad is like top notch chef.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's he cooking?
Like in my culture, my Somali culture, like rice, pasta dishes, and like those are like really important to us.
Okay.
So like my dad, like he chefs it up. Like he's great at cooking.
Is this a skill set that you're going to pick up or you're just going to leave it to him?
I try to pick it up.
Yeah.
But I'm not the best. No. Like not as good as him.
Yeah.
But I think I'm pretty good.
You try?
Yeah.
Okay. It's one thing I can't do. I can't cook. I'm a horrible cook. Yeah. Except for burgers. I make great burgers for everybody at home. Make great burgers. So on that note, though, we're at the part of the show called the Mac City Minute. Tanner's going to ask you some questions. I don't know what he's going to ask you, so I wish you nothing but the best of luck. Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All right, question number one. What is one thing you enjoy about helping the students of comp?
So I really love, like, seeing smiling faces and seeing people, like, actually enjoy themselves at school because, like the stereotype that people hate school, it's so boring, it's like, hate that. Like, I just love when people enjoy themselves and have fun, and with like the haunted house and the events student council puts on, I just love like seeing people actually happy and engaging and that sort of stuff.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Question number two. What is the biggest change you noticed between Canadian and American high schools?
Oh my god, like American high schools, like I remember I was talking to Hannah and she was like, is it the whole like stereotypical American high school? Yes, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Like metal detectors and...
Oh, not the metal detectors, but like the whole like cliques or like popular kids, jocks and all that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, at least at my school. But yeah. Coming here, it's nice to see that like people don't care if you're like smart or if you're popular. People just want to be friends with you because of you, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like great.
Question number three. What is a standout moment for you from your first days in Canada?
Oh, definitely, like, going back to the Looney and Toonie thing.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, seeing those. I was like, why are they coins? Yeah. Why is there a $2 coin?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's like the first year here was like, it was kind of rough adjusting to everything and like going to a new school, making new friends, like learning the lay of the land here. It's like, it's kind of tough. But now that like I'm in my second year, I'm like,
you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Question number four. Being American, what was your first poutine like?
Oh my God. My first poutine, this sounds really bad, but it was from McDonald's.
That's all right. They make great poutine.
Yeah.
Debatable.
And my friends were like, that's not real poutine.
Yeah. It's not, but it's still good.
Yeah, it tasted okay.
Yeah. Have you tried other poutine since?
Oh.
What?
I need to, but I haven't been.
You're slacking.
Yeah.
If the only poutine you've had is from McDonald's, there are so many better options out there.
I need to like go
step
and
step up the poutine game for sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Final question. Why do you like doing events like the Haunted House with Student Council?
Yeah, so it's like I really love seeing people enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. And like with the Haunted House especially, like it's really funny. Especially when the little sevens, like they go in for the first time and you get them so good.
Yeah.
It's absolutely hilarious seeing like their screams and them being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I just love it. And I just also love when they're out of it, they're like, let's do that again.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just so magical.
That's awesome.
And those have been your five questions.
There we go. Okay. So when it comes to poutine, I'll just tell you the best place in town to get one. And I would like to think myself and Tanner are poutine connoisseurs.
Yes, we have been invited to poutine trials and whatnot.
That's right. Hands down, Vista Ridge. Out at the ski hill. Has the best poutine.
Yeah.
Second place up in Beacon Hill, Frank Lacroix Arena. Frank Lacroix Arena's poutine, I'm giving second place to.
OJ's poutine is number two for sure.
Agree to disagree. But sorry, number one, we can agree on number one.
Yeah.
Go out to the ski hill, get a ski hill poutine. It's unreal.
You got
to
trust me on number two, though. He has that Merck education, so he doesn't.
That's right. Yeah, my taste buds are different.
Yeah.
Like, that uptown taste.
On it with the poutine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're about to finish grade 12. What's the game plan?
Actually, I'm still kind of like, I don't know, but like I've been thinking about like finance and like business sort of things.
Okay.
So I think I might venture into that.
Yeah. Never hurts. When I finished school, my mom tricked me. She duped me really well, actually. But she entered me into a business administration program. It was great. Like, I didn't want to do business administration then and or now. However, it had, like, a bunch of great programs from human resources to accounting to business financing. Like, it was a good kind of everything program.
Hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge, yeah. And then I decided human resources, let me do that.
Yeah.
I did that for years. It was sweet. But yeah, knowing your finances, that's not just good for like work. It's good for every day.
Yeah.
You got to be able to know what you're doing with your money. Do you think you're going to stay in Canada or do you think you're going to go back to the US of A?
I really love Canada. So I think I might spend the rest of my days here.
Okay.
Yep.
So with your parents coming over here, maybe you know, maybe you don't know. I have to assume you guys are here like on a work visa or something. Like, how does a kid get over here? Your parents get?
They just come. Like, the parent gets the visa, and if you're underage, you just get to come.
Yeah. But dad's like, he's a citizen here.
Oh.
So we became citizens as well.
Oh, so you got dual citizenship.
Yep.
Oh, sweet. That's awesome. That makes life super simple.
Yep.
Traveling for you will be the easiest thing in the world for the rest of your life.
Across like the American-Canadian border,
Or anywhere, because if they either like Canada or they like the States.
Yeah. So. I find globally when you travel, it's easier to say Canadian.
Yeah.
You can use that when you travel. You can tell everybody.
Yeah, I'm a Canadian.
Here's my passport. I'm from Canada.
Yeah.
I'm trying, but because of COVID, it's kind of stunted like the process. My little guy, my wife's parents are from Ireland, so he is eligible for an EU passport.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to get him an EU passport so he can like travel globally and not have to worry about anything. But like a lot of my friends like traveled after school and tried to like work in different countries, and it was challenging. So if you've got dual citizenship, that's a huge bonus.
Yep.
Look at you. That's not bad.
Yeah.
So a big thing when you're in high school is a driver's license.
Yeah.
You got a driver's license yet? No driver's license yet?
I have my learner's permit.
Okay.
But I'm not the best driver.
Okay.
I try my best, but I think I'm going to hold off on the license for a while.
Why?
It's like
get practice.
Yeah, practice, of course, but like I don't know, I just feel like driving isn't for me.
Oh wow.
It's not for me.
Tanner's like that too.
Yeah, I don't drive.
It's crazy to me. Like when I was a child and I couldn't wait to get a set of wheels, so like especially in Fort McMurray, like it's not a great town for walking around, especially in the winter, as your teacher mentioned earlier.
That's why I have ripped thighs and skin like a seal.
Yeah, you are. I have to say, that is one thing about Tanner. Like, you don't mind the cold weather, like, just sitting in cold.
No, I'll sit outside in minus 40, just chilling outside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like, wrap myself up in a blanket, and then you keep yourself warm, and you chill, watch videos.
I like to think, like, I like the winter, but then I met this guy, and he takes it to a completely different level. Yeah. So how do you get around? You bus it? You get friends? Uber? Well, yeah, we don't have Uber here.
Definitely the bus, but also my friend. She drives, so, like, she's kind of our, like, ride everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, I can't. This is becoming a thing, where like you guys really aren't that into driving.
Yeah.
No, because like I get around. I don't need wheels. I got feet. I got bus. I got train, plane.
Yeah.
You can just get other people to do it. It's easy. You pay a cab. You ride a bus. People got jobs for that.
Weird. Weird.
Actually,
sports check. What do you do at sports check?
I work in the clothing department.
Okay. Yeah. So what's that clothing in regards to? What does that mean?
So like the fitting rooms, or like getting people their sizes, or just helping them if they need a.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what to pick between this jacket or that jacket.
Okay. Yeah. How do you line that up?
I really like it. It's like line with me.
Nice. I haven't been into sports check in forever. Just because of COVID. So how's that been? Like, you've been working there for a bit?
Yeah, I started like a week ago.
Oh, 1 week. Okay, so you're brand new to it.
Yeah, I've been here for a year. I've had like 3 jobs.
Okay, so where
I'm
at?
Like, I'm experienced.
Where are the other two at?
I worked at a store in the mall.
Okay.
And then their job is here. Check.
What did you do in Superstore? What was your department?
Oh, I was cashier.
You were a cashier.
That's really
you
funny.
You have to remember all the codes?
Yeah, it's really funny because like I got that job right as I came here and I was still like unfamiliar with the money.
Yeah.
So like when someone would be like, here's this, I'm like, what is this?
It's not fake.
Yeah. And like, I don't know why, but for some reason, the quarters and the nickels, they look exactly the same to me.
Okay.
So, like, whenever they would give me, like, quarters or nickels, I'd be like, I need to, like, flip it over and see if it's, like, a nickel or a quarter.
Right.
But you're fine with the dimes?
Yeah, the dimes are just, like, small little things.
But the dimes are similar size to the nickels. The quarters are bigger.
I don't know, for some reason.
It's odd.
I worked at Superstore when I was in high school. I worked in the leisure department.
Ooh, how was that?
That was awesome. You're just playing with toys. Like, you just make, like, it was the best. You have the worst job.
Yeah, cashier is definitely tough.
Yeah, they monitor your breaks and stuff. In the leisure department, you just, like, you're messing around with toys. They didn't care. You could do whatever you want. But they monitored your lunch break. Like, you actually had to, like, do proper work.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of proper work.
No.
So, that is apparent at the Max City Morning Show. We are not fans of work.
Tanner laughs at me. I say that all the time. I work very hard. Like, I own my own company, and I like working, but working, like, with what I like to do.
Yeah.
Nobody likes proper work.
Yeah.
This is work for me, so you can't beat that. No.
He works hard. He just also works
smart. That's right.
Yeah, work smarter, not
that's
harder.
That's right. So that's the end of the show. That's our 20 minutes. But at the end of the show, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So the camera's on you, the light's on you. Have fun.
So thank you for the interview. It was really nice to meet you.
You too.
In composite. And
there we go. Awesome. Well, anytime you want to come back, by all means, please. That chair is always open to you. Sweet. Okay, well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Peace.